Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you know, at Bloomington South, when we talk football, the emphasis has long been on Week 10 and beyond. Well, it's Week 11, and there's a regional to win for South on Friday night at New Albany. Their 16th sectional, safely tucked away, 7th, by the way, in the last 8 years, and now an opportunity to win the school's 12th regional if they beat New Albany.
You know, it's always going to be a tough challenge, but we feel like that oftentimes, you know, on the last 8 or 9 years or however long it's been, that we're playing our best football in the tournament. We want to make sure that we continue to do that.
Keep them on the sidelines and do your thing Friday night, huh?
No question. You know, they're a really good offense. I think we have a pretty good offense, too. So we for sure want to make sure that we're putting points on the board and moving the ball and moving the chains and doing what we can to help our defense out a little bit against a really good offense.
That's Gabe Johnson, and yeah, New Albany on a little 5-game winning streak here. They're 8-3. South goes in 8-2. Our coverage begins with Chalk Talk and Dave Novak at 6:30. Mike Glascott will have the kick starting at 7 o'clock Friday night. Our thought for this Thursday, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you, we'll find a four-save sequence any finer than what two-time Big Ten Goaltender of the Year Roman Celentano turned in on Wednesday during a 27-second onslaught of Northwestern shots in yesterday's tournament semifinal out at Armstrong Stadium. Came in overtime. 3 minutes later, sophomore defender Joey Mayer ended it, assisted by Ryan Wittenbrink and Tommy Mihalik, 1-0 Indiana. So off they go to Penn State at noon on Sunday for a chance to win its 16th tournament title in its fourth in a row. Indiana has shut out now 9 of its last 10 opponents, and a big reason why, as Todd Yeagley was telling me recently, Roman Celentano. Yesterday's blanking was the 12th of the year.
Well, I think Roman, similar to the group, you know, he hadn't given up many goals in the short time he'd been here. And it's like anything with sport, confidence is a big part of it. And we had to just get some corrections, get some results, and things started to turn. And it wasn't overnight. Roman is an All-American keeper. He's just showing what his class is at this point.
Todd Yeagley on Roman Celentano, Indiana. During this stretch, shutting out 9 of its last 10, they've given up just 5 goals in the last 14 matches heading to Penn State for the title on Sunday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.